One of the most frustrating things after betrayal and infidelity is when the person who cheated tries to make the situation feel mutual. So they'll say things like, well, I felt neglected, I was lonely too, you hurt me too, we both made mistakes, we hurt each other badly. And sometimes parts of that are true. Maybe the marriage was disconnected, maybe there was distance. Every marriage goes through seasons of stress, grief, parenting exhaustion, etc. And maybe the betrayed spouse was not being their best version of themselves. But there's a major difference between saying there were problems and saying the betrayal was therefore equal. Those are not the same thing. A troubled marriage may be a shared problem, but betrayal is a choice. And in most cases, both spouses may have been hurting. They may have both been struggling with the busyness of life, raising kids, stress with work, etc. But both spouses did not choose deception. Both did not create a secret life. Both didn't cross sexual or emotional boundaries. So yeah, there can be pain on both sides, but that does not mean that both sides did the same thing or that they're both on equal moral footing. It's pretty common for betrayers to use the language of mutual hurt to try to flatten that distinction. They want the story to become, you hurt me, I hurt you, so now we both need to apologize and move forward. But the more honest version is, we both had pain in the marriage, and then one person chose betrayal. And if the betrayer says they felt neglected, for example, that may need to be discussed eventually. Maybe they did feel alone. Maybe they did feel unwanted or abandoned. But that doesn't give you the permission to betray or to lie or to cheat. There were other options. They could have said, I am lonely. They could have said, I am scared for us. I feel like we're going down a really dangerous road for our relationship. They could have asked for counseling. They could have insisted on hard conversations. They could have set boundaries. They could have said, I cannot keep living this way. They could have separated. They could have left. Instead, they chose betrayal. That doesn't mean that those pre-existing problems weren't real. It means the marriage problems don't erase the choices that they made. So if someone says, I cheated because you neglected me, that's very different from saying, I was vulnerable to attention because I felt neglected and I chose betrayal. That has accountability in it, but the first one, just saying I cheated because you neglected me, that's just blame shifting. And sometimes it should be noted, not every complaint is true. Sometimes the betrayer really was lonely, but sometimes after getting caught, the betrayer suddenly becomes very clear about how neglected they were. And it becomes this sort of explanation where it's like, you never brought this up before. It becomes like this defense. And then that becomes the reason the betrayed spouse is not allowed to be too hurt. So if it was never brought up beforehand, it's possible that it was there and they just weren't talking about it and they chose an awful way to try to process it. But it's also possible that they're rewriting history to avoid accountability. Another phrase that's often used and often weaponized is saying, well, we've both hurt each other. And it's tricky because it's true in most cases. Almost every long-term relationship has involved both people hurting each other. And it's often being used to just get out from under the microscope instead of actually have a discussion. So if a couple is going to reconcile, the broader marriage issues will eventually need attention. Neglect, disconnect, resentment, conflict, sex, communication, emotional absence, unmet needs, those will likely all need to be discussed. But when? If the unfaithful partner is insisting on bringing these up right away, it usually comes across as blame shifting, sometimes intentionally, sometimes unintentionally. The betrayed spouse is still spiraling, trying to understand what happened, what is real, what is hidden, what else don't I know, who can I trust, whether their partner is safe or not. And then the betrayer is trying to rush into all these other conversations about fixing the marriage. Before those things can be fixed, forget about should, forget about what's fair. Before there's even a realistic chance of it being fixed, there has to be truth, there has to be accountability, there has to be a shared reality, there has to be an end to deception. And then, yes, the couple can and should begin addressing the larger relationship patterns. But if you skip accountability and jump straight into, well, we both played a role, you're just trying to make them feel guilty for the wound that they're still bleeding from. And this dynamic can actually get reinforced in therapy. Because what often happens is the betrayed spouse might be more reflective, more emotionally available, more willing to take feedback, and more desperate to save the relationship. Whereas the person who cheated might be more defensive, ashamed, avoidant, or focused on escaping consequences. And so the therapist might unintentionally start working on the person who is easier to work with. And so the betrayed spouse is the one making progress and opening up and being accountable. But that's deeply unfair. Sometimes the healthier partner becomes the easier patient, and the easier patient becomes the target. And then what happens is, for example, the betrayed spouse might be asked to start communicating better, or soften their anger, or understand the betrayer's loneliness, own their part, regulate their own emotions, create safety for the very person who shattered theirs. Meanwhile, it's as if the work for the person who cheated keeps getting kind of pushed off to the next week, then to the next week. Anyone that you work with should be able to hold both realities, that yes, the marriage may have had problems, and no, betrayal is not just another marital complaint. It's a rupture that requires specific accountability. And so I've described in a lot of detail what blame shifting can look like. Here are ways that they could be talking about it that I think are a bit healthier and still taking accountability. They could say things like, I did feel lonely in the marriage and I want us to talk about that eventually, but I know that this was my choice. Or they might say like, yeah, I was hurt and in a lot of pain and I used my hurt as permission to go and do something awful. Or they might say, yeah, I have some damage that I've been carrying, but first I need to fix the damage that I caused. And I think this really comes down to a distinction between pain and betrayal. Pain is going to be carried by both people, but betrayal is pretty specific. One person betrayed the other. And it's not fair for the person who betrayed to use their pain to kind of flatten out the fact that they betrayed.